So Ephesians chapter 5 is where we'll start this morning. And we'll get as much done as we can. Ephesians chapter number 5, look at verse number 15. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. The Bible says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is it excess, but be filled with," what? "The Spirit," capital S, the Spirit. And it says, verse 19, "speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." All right, let's pray this morning, and then we'll get into this. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to come to your house this morning. Lord, I pray that you guide my mind this morning, guide my words. Lord, help me to only say what you would have me to say. Lord, I pray, Lord, that this would just be a help to your people, maybe just a reinforcement of what they already know. And Lord, I pray that you would just bless us this morning, how Pastor sees down in the teen class. Lord, thank you for our teenagers and just the blessing that they are. Pray that they would make the decision to just stay in the castle and to do your will with their life. And Father, thank you for our pastor. Pray to help all the other Sunday school teachers. I pray that you just give a calm spirit in each class. Help the preaching services to follow in all their respective places. Thank you for all that you do, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, first of all, I'm going to give you 5 Bible facts about music. 5 Bible facts, and we're going to look at some scripture associated with them. The first one is, a true born again experience should change your music. A true born again experience should change your music. Psalms chapter number 40, and we're going to go quick through these. Psalms chapter number 40. A true born again experience should change your music. Psalms chapter number 40, look at verse number 1. "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings." Verse 3, "And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord." And you know, this is true. You know, God, when God saves us, there is a new song, okay? It's different than what you used to listen to, all right? And that's a wonderful thing. Secondly, so the first thing is, a true born again experience should change your music. Secondly, there is a spirit attached to music. In Ephesians chapter 5, we were just there. If you notice, in verse number 18, it says, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is it excess, but be filled with the Spirit." And the music is a spiritual thing. All right. In 1 Samuel, go to 1 Samuel. Chapter number 16. 1 Samuel chapter number 16. This is a very interesting passage. 1 Samuel chapter number 16. Look at verse number 14. 1 Samuel chapter 16. Look at verse 14. The Bible says, "But the Spirit," this is capital S, so this is the Spirit, the same Spirit that we saw in Ephesians chapter 5, okay? This is the same Spirit. "But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul," and it doesn't mean he lost his salvation, just means that the filling, all right, that Spirit power, all right, it wasn't that he was lost, he was just, all right, the power of God on him. "But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul." And then look at this, "and an evil spirit," but this is small s, this is a different spirit, "an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servants said unto him, Behold now, an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. Let our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on a harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. And Saul said unto his servants, Provide me now a man that can play well, and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants and said, Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse and said, Send to me David thy son, which is with the sheep. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread and a bottle of wine and a kid, and sent them by David his son unto Saul. And David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And look at verse 23. And it came to pass when this evil spirit from God was upon Saul that David took a harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. And it's proven. Good music can change an attitude. But on the opposite side of that, the wrong kind of music can also change an attitude. Okay? And it's always been said, you know, pastors said before, you know, show me a young person's friends and their music, and I'll show you where that kid will end up. And that is true. You start seeing a young person, and I say young person, it could be an adult. An adult or a young person, their attitude starts changing. Look at what music they're listening to, okay? Music is a very powerful thing, and we're going to get to how powerful it is here in just a moment, all right? Number three, so music. Number two is there is a spirit attached to music. Number three, fleshly music, and we're going to get into this later. Fleshly music emphasizes the beat. Spiritual music emphasizes the melody, and we're going to kind of skip over that one because we're going to talk about that later. Number four, worldly music, or music that emphasizes the beat, produces what the devil wants, okay? It produces rebellion, produces false worship, immodesty, nakedness, fornication, the list goes on and on, okay? Exodus, go to Exodus chapter number 32. Exodus chapter 32. Chapter 32, look at verse number 1. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods which shall go before us. And as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. Okay, so we've got the man of God that's gone, and people are starting to feel for themselves and to play. All right, look down at verse number 15. Verse 15. And Moses turned and went out, and the two tables of the testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both their sides. On the one side and on the other were they written. And the tables were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God graven upon the tables. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, There is a noise of war in the camp. Now Joshua is his general. And so from a general's perspective, he says, hey, there's war going on. There, you know, while we were gone, there's a battle taking place. Look what Moses says. Yes, verse 18. And he said, It is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that, what? Sing. Sing do I hear. All right? And honestly, listen to a lot of today's music. It's not a sound of giving, you know, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That's not what it is. It's a sound of war. You know, okay, a lot of the music that you hear today, go to Africa and listen to the tribal music when they're getting ready to, you know, do all their enchantments and all their other stuff. And then take that beat, all right? I don't know if you've ever, I've never been to Africa. Okay, so I can't say as I've seen this personally, but I've seen things where they do, you know, these enchantment things, or they're getting ready to go on a big hunt, and they have these big, you know, these big ceremonies, and they got all these people dancing around the fire. What is that beat doing? It's causing their bodies to move. All right, it's appealing to their flesh. All right, and we're going to get into that, and so. But this worldly music, it produces all these other things. Number five. Satan was a musical being in heaven. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 28. I'll finish one. Ezekiel chapter 28. Ezekiel chapter 28. Satan was a musical being in heaven. It should not surprise us that he uses music now in his fallen state to try and subvert the kingdom of God. To try and subvert the kingdom of God. Ezekiel chapter number 28. Give me a second. Ezekiel Ezekiel chapter number 28, look at verse number 11. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 11. The Bible says, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, and the gold, the workmanship." All right, now this is describing Satan here. Listen to what he's, "The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day thou wast created." Okay, this is describing Satan here, Lucifer. And it's saying, all right, these, he basically had musical instruments. I don't know how this worked, but he was part of a musical instrument. That's what tabrets and pipes is referencing there. Verse 14, "Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee." Now, let me ask you, I mean, wouldn't it make sense that if Satan was that, and I also believe this is just a side note, the Bible says that Satan is the prince and the power of the air. Okay, I believe a lot of the things that we fight with are technology today. All right, you think about things that are, you know, transmitted through the air now. All right, the things that we fight with technology today, I think, are as many things associated with Satan. All right, he's the prince and the power of the air. I'm not saying everything. There are good things out there, but look at the ratio, folks. All right. Look at the ratio of evil versus good, okay? Your TV, your television, and look at the ratio of what's good on there versus what you couldn't even watch, okay? And I think I know the devil's using that, all right? It's proven. But if he can do that, what about our music? Wouldn't it make sense that, all right, if he is good at this, wouldn't it make sense that he also uses it to subvert God? So we see that this is about Satan, that he is a musical being, and he uses music. All right, so that is just five beginning statements. Music, and I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, music is a universal language that can speak volumes without ever saying a word. Okay? Music is like a vehicle. And I'm not talking about like the words of the music. I'm talking about the notes of the music. Okay? Music is a vehicle. It's used to transmit a message. All right. I tried to do this with the teenagers, and I couldn't really find a good way to do it. But have you ever watched, or I want you to imagine in your mind some movie that maybe you have watched at some point in your life, and you all have watched some television some point in your life. Okay. And I forget what the term, there's an actual term for it, and I'm drawing a blank right now. But the background music, okay, and how that background music builds the atmosphere for whatever is going on, okay? Now, take away that music, all right? You know, you've got a real suspenseful scene. Some guy's about to fall off the top of a cliff, okay? And, you know, you've got this guy hanging on to these, you know, whatever, a vine, and he's hanging on to this vine, and you got this real suspenseful music, and you are anticipating what's about to happen. Either somebody's going to come rescue him or he's going to fall to his death. Okay? But it's because of the music. All right? Take away the music. Nobody's saying anything. You've just got this guy hanging there. Right? And it completely changes the whole element of that scene. Okay? I can do certain, and like, I'm not musically talented at all. All right, so you're going to have to bear with me. You said, Richard, what's a melody? My best definition of a melody is something you can hum. Okay? All right, like happy birthday, that's a melody. All right? Now, I hum that, and you know what it is. I don't even have to say the words. You know the words. All right, let's try this one. You know what that is? State Farm. And you know what it says. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. All right? I didn't even have to say it. Okay? You know, you knew what it... In your mind, it's like, okay, it was not a spiritual song. It wasn't Jesus loves me. But you still knew what it meant. Okay? And there's certain shows. Let's see. I've never really seen this, but... Everyone starts with that. And you know what? Okay, are there words to that? No. But you know that's what it is. Okay? And there are guys that their whole life is basically made up of evaluating songs and trying to, you know, a movie can be remembered by the same song, okay? For instance, Star Wars, all right? And I'm just going to use that one. I've never seen it. Lord knows I've never seen it, okay? So it may be great, it may be terrible, I have no idea, all right? But how old is that? The first ones that came out probably came out before I was born, okay? And they're still coming out with them. But all of them keep the same thing, okay? The same thing is true with a lot of these different things. And some of the things that what makes these a memorable thing is the fact that the music associated with them. The characters change, the actors change, but the music stays the same. I know when I was studying this, Jurassic Park, the movie Jurassic Park, uses the same theme song on all of them. And when I was studying this, the guy that wrote that was a master at making songs that would stick in people's minds. Okay? Now listen, those are worldly things. But I could also, in the Christian realm, you know, most people know the tune Jesus Loves Me. A very, very simple tune. About everybody knew it. But you know, we know those things, and so it affects us. It's a universal language. Okay, music can transfer. You know, I've told you before. We were at the Navajos. They sang Amazing Grace, and I didn't know what they were saying, but I knew what they were saying. Okay, because it's Amazing Grace. You can't change that. Okay, you can change the words, but you can't change the music. The words do need to be right, but more importantly, the music needs to be right also. Good words given to bad music is still bad music. Good words given to bad music is still bad music. Okay? And I'm going to illustrate that, maybe not today, but later. So we have to understand that, hey, listen, folks, you know, everything that's on your radio, well, there's nothing wrong with it. Well, there may be something wrong with it. Okay? And I'm just going to try to help show some of these things. The devil knows that music is a powerful weapon. It can change the course of history. Do you remember the story? And I should have honestly looked it up in the Bible. But there was a time when God sent his people out to fight. He said, you don't even have to fight. You wait for the instruments to start playing. And I'll fight for you. Okay? You know, music is a powerful thing. Aristotle said, music directly represents the passions of the soul. If one listens to the wrong kind of music, he will become the wrong kind of person. And I don't agree with everything Aristotle said, but Aristotle's pretty smart. He's a lot smarter than I am. Okay? Plato said, when the mode of the music changes, the walls of the city shakes. Music's a powerful thing, and we don't understand how powerful it is. I just listen to, you know, whatever you want to say. You know, your, whatever. How do you say genre? Genre? Genre. You know, there again, this is a complete side note. How'd you come up with genre out of G-E-N-R-E? Genre. I mean, Genre. I mean, I don't know. I mean, anyway. I'm going to missay it every time I say it, so just you can laugh about it, whatever. I don't care. But God did create music. Music is a powerful thing. When a person gets saved, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us, and the music that you listen to should minister to the Holy Spirit, okay? Now, I'm going to use this, and if I can find it here. Sorry, I've got a lot of notes. And this helped me. Pastor teaching about this helped me a ton with music, okay? And this goes back to the way God created us, all right? And most of you have all, this is, Pastor teaches this all the time, okay? God created us in three different ways, all right? Our body, that's obvious, what you see. Our body, our soul, okay? Oops, sorry. Our soul, all right? Our soul is composed of three different parts, right? Mind, what you think. Heart, what you feel. Will, what you do, all right? And then the spirit. The spirit is the part that communicates with God. That's the part that when Adam and Eve sinned, all right, that's the part that died, okay? That's why we say it's a reborn spirit when you get saved. And when we're properly ordered, and everybody I think probably has seen this, your spirit comes first, okay? You are led by the Spirit, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, all right? Your spirit, and then your soul, and then your body. When we get out of kilter, okay, typically what happens, we do what our body wants. Okay? You know, I don't know why it is. Sunday morning is the hardest morning for me to get out of bed. It is. It's the hardest morning for me to get out of bed. And you know what I believe it is? I think the devil fights my body harder. On Saturday night, there's always something that keeps me. I can get to bed whenever I want to, pretty much every night of the week. Saturday night, it's like something always happens, okay? And you know what? My body doesn't want to get out of bed. Why? Because the devil knows what I'm getting ready to go do. He don't care if I go to work, but he don't want me to go pick up kids, okay? And so the devil fights, the devil uses our body, our flesh, right? We fight against our flesh all the time. Now, here's the thing. If the devil knows that, wouldn't he want us to listen to music? I mean, does he want us to listen to music that's going to be spirit-filled music? Because if we listen to spirit-filled music, wouldn't that allow us to be more spirit-led? Okay? Versus this that appeals to our flesh. Okay? And that helped me a lot because I was like, okay, what about the mode of music? What about how it's played? How it's transmitted. And so this music thing is not just, it's not just about, okay, it's got good words. Well, listen, there's some country songs that have good words. And there's honestly nothing even wrong with some of the melodies. The melody. But what happens is they overpower the melody with the rhythm. Okay? The rhythm. The rhythm is the beat. Now, I believe in rhythm. I like rhythm. I don't like dead songs. You know what beat is? You know what your heart does? It beats, right? At least most people's heart beats, okay? It beats. And so I think a song needs to have some rhythm. Just like we all need to have a body. But the rhythm isn't in the first place, okay? The rhythm isn't the primary thing. Because when the rhythm's the primary, then it appeals to our flesh, okay? Whereas the melody, that appeals to our spirit, okay? The melody appeals to our spirit. So we have this music that God's created. We have the devil that has tried to subvert this, all right? A person that has problems with the wrong kind of music will have problems worshiping the flesh and eventually the devil. A young person with the wrong kind of music or a person, sorry, some of these are say young, but we're all young at heart, right? So a person that has problems with the wrong kind of music will have problems with rebellion, will have problems with fornication. Because why? Because that it feeds our flesh, okay? Now, I'm going to talk about some different things. in the next today and next week about, all right, Brother Chad, what's wrong with the country music? Okay, I would say I'm not looking across the Sunday school class. I don't think heavy metal is on the list of songs listened to by this group. Maybe oldies. I could see a few oldies. Sorry. And I will say this. I'm just going to go there. Listen, you may like Elvis, and he sang some gospel songs, but I don't know of one man who did more to hurt Americans' music than Elvis Presley. And I'm going to show you this. Actually, I'm going to show it to you right now. Proverbs chapter 2. Go to Proverbs chapter 2. Brother Chad, what was wrong with Elvis's music? Well, we don't have enough time. Proverbs chapter number 2. Well, Brother Chad, all these people, they sing gospel songs too. I mean, he did a really good job singing Amazing Grace. Proverbs chapter 2. Look at, this is where they all start. You wouldn't believe how many people that have made it big in the secular world as far as music started out singing here. Not here. But behind a pulpit or in a church choir. Okay? Here's what happens. Proverbs chapter 2. Look at verse number 10. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh, what? Froward things. All right, these are things coming out of his mouth. And the Bible calls him an evil man. The evil man and the strange woman are probably two of the most dangerous people in the Bible, in Proverbs, along with the scorner. So look at verse number 13, though. Whom leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. Now, if you leave something, just common sense, if you leave something, wouldn't it make sense that you were at least there first? So if he's leaving the paths of uprightness, that meant he at one time walked in the paths of uprightness. All right? Who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked. Verse 15. Whose ways are crooked and they froward in their paths. Verse 16. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger, which flattereth with her words. Here again, it comes back to their words. Do you realize that most singers flatter with their words? They want you to listen to them. They want you to idolize them. Okay? They want you to think, oh, they're singing to me. And this is the thing with one of the things with Elvis. All right? I want you to think about this. The way he sang, he wanted you to feel like he was singing to you. That's why he became the heartthrob. Because all the ladies, oh, he's singing to me. No, he's not. He's singing to your pocketbook. Honestly. He wasn't singing to appeal to, I'm just singing this song for you. Okay, no, he's singing it to thousands of people. Why? So he can make more money. Okay? So this flattery with their words, and we're going to get to, there's three zones of social interaction, okay? And the way you talk to somebody, you can pass different zones of social interaction, and we're going to talk to that. And Elvis, and not just Elvis, a lot of people do. Verse 17, so we're talking about the strange woman now, which forsaketh the what? Guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. So she at one time had a guide, and she at one time had a covenant. She at one time was up here making vows to God. She at one time had people that guided her, but she forsook all that, and now she is flattering with her words. Okay? So we have this these people that are doing this. And I'm trying to basically paint you a picture of, all right, this is what they're showing. Let's go to the back door and I'm going to show you what they actually are. All right, that's what I'm really trying to do. So these people are appealing to our flesh. They're appealing to that want of a person, you know, they're wanting that personality, that personableness, if you would. And because of that, it affects us. All right. Don't get me wrong. I think most people in here want to be liked. They want to be appreciated. And if you can appeal to that in somebody, you can control that person. All right. I'm going to read you some quotes and we'll probably be done with this. I don't think that rock music is probably like, and seriously, I guess I've been so sheltered in my life. Thank goodness. Me and my wife were visiting a house yesterday and we were talking to the guy, super nice guy. We tried to get his boys to come all the time and we're in there and I'm talking to him and I've been blessed in the fact that I don't struggle with music. In the fact that I have no desire. It's kind of like alcohol for me, all right? I have no desire to drink alcohol. I have no desire to smoke. There is no appeal. Now, for some people, that's a big deal. I will say this as a side note. Remind me I'm talking about the guy, okay? Because this is a rabbit trail. Do you realize that music is probably one of the hardest addictions to shake? Because the music is everywhere. You can go and you can go for a long time without being around, per se, cigarettes or alcohol. Every store you walk into is playing some kind of music. That being said, me and my wife were visiting this guy. And I'm talking, I mean, we were there for like 30 minutes yesterday. I'm talking to him, real nice guy. And he's got his radio playing in the background. Completely, I didn't even know. I have no idea. I don't know any of the words. I don't know the tune. We get back in the car, and last night at the house, I was talking to Rachel about some of this, and she's like, I knew both of those songs. Now, she grew up, not since we've been married, she hasn't known those songs, but she grew up, and her folks listened to that. She knows, she could hear the tune and knows the words. Isn't that how powerful music is? Okay. But I'm going to read you some quotes. Anyway, I was saying about a shelter. I was working at a place here in town. It was a rental thing for a different guy. And I went to his building, and the guy must be big into the heavy metal thing. And you would not believe, and I've never, posters, all these different rock groups. And the primary thing is death. Death. Okay? Mick Jagger said, anarchy is the only slight glimmer of hope. And we have people idolizing these people, okay? Sid Vicious, the goal of rock music is to undermine their pompous authority, reject their moral standards, make anarchy and disorder your trademarks. Cause as much chaos and disruption as possible, but don't let them take you alive. That's what we're telling our kids to listen to, okay? Allowing our kids to listen to, not this, but our society in general, okay? Led Zeppelin, satanic band, Page is, anyway. I was living it. This is what he says. I was living it. That's all there is to it. It was my life, that fusion of magic and music. Yes, I knew what I was doing. There's no point in saying about it because these guys, a lot of this thing don't make sense. I think their brain's a little... There's no point in saying about it because the more you discuss it, the more eccentric you appear to be. But the fact is, as far as I was concerned, it was working. What was working? So I used it. I'll leave this subject by saying the four musical elements of Led Zeppelin making a fifth is magic in itself. That's the alchemical process. Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne. I really wish I knew what I've done, some of the things I've done over the years. Sometimes I think that I'm possessed by some outside spirit. A few years ago, I was convinced of that. I thought I truly was possessed by the devil. I remember sitting through The Exorcist, I think it's a movie, a dozen times saying to myself, listen to this, yeah, I can relate to that. Neil Young's take on God, the devil and rock and roll might be the definitive quote on the subject. Rock and roll is everybody's, and there's a bad word there, music. I would certainly hope that it's the devil's music, but it's not just the devil's music. I think rock music is where God and the devil shake hands. Right there. Listen to me. You think the contemporary Christian music is listen, you know what the contemporary Christian music is? Exactly what he's trying to say here. It's where God and the devil shake hands. You're taking the devil's music and words that are God-honoring, and you're trying to mesh them together. Listen, folks, it's not going to work. You cannot feed the flesh and then expect the Spirit to work. This is that statement right there pretty much sums up this whole 2 weeks. You cannot feed the flesh and expect the Spirit to work. Okay? It's impossible. You can't have both of these working together. One has to be, you know, the Apostle Paul said, one has to crucify daily. I crucify my flesh. Why? So my spirit can triumph. Well, if you're always listening to music that allows this, and I'm not talking about these kind of guys, okay? I'm just talking about the stuff that appeals to our flesh. We have to be careful about this. You know, flipping through the channels on your radio, all right, and stopping and listening for a while, it does make a difference. It does affect us. And I don't even think, I don't know how to convey to you the fact that it does. But I know that you can have a bad spirit. All right, listen, I got to go to junior church here in 5 minutes. All right, I got to teach junior church. You know, because there is sometimes an extra special spirit within the kids of junior church. You know, that you start singing some quiet songs like Jesus Loves Me, it changes the spirit of those young people. It absolutely can completely change the environment. Brother Tom and the guys that do the music here, Brother Bud and Brother Nathan, you know what the music does? It's not just a form that we sing two songs and then we have, you know, whatever, announcements, sing two songs, offering. It's not about tradition, folks. It's about getting our spirit ready. Okay? That's why it's important. Hey, sing. Sing out. Make a joyful noise. Because it's not just about we do this because this is what we're supposed to do. We do this because it changes our spirit. And when our spirit's right, God can communicate to our spirit. And the songs that we sing here, I'm so thankful that I go to Blessed Hope Baptist Church. I love the songs here. And you know what they do? They minister to my spirit, okay? They strengthen my spirit. And if we're not careful, we get into these things where it's like, well, there's nothing wrong with that song, or there's nothing wrong with the country music, or there's nothing wrong with... Listen, there is. And it's not just the words. It's the music and the way it ministers to us, okay? So we need to... was a yellow jacket. He's a blue jacket now. That was good. I was just scared for my life. Listen, music does make a difference. Music is important. And what we listen to, and you know, you can defend whatever. Let me ask you, why do you defend it? Who causes you to want to defend it? Okay? Because if we're not careful, and here's the thing, you hear young people, you know, that, well, what's wrong with my music? Really? Your music? Why is it your music? Did you write it? It's kind of like somebody saying my football team. You know, like the Bears are my football team. My wife says the Buckeyes, they're her football team. I'm like, they're not your football team. You didn't pay for them. You've never even been to a game. but they're her football team. We beat them. No, you didn't. You were sitting on the couch. Chips and salsa. All right. My music. Hey, this is my music. All right. Think about it. All right. Think about it. And we'll get into, we'll cover CCM, contemporary Christian music and country music. Rock music's kind of a given, I hope. But the contemporary Christian music, there's, you know, that can be a fine line. Okay. And I'm not saying what's right and what's wrong. I'm just going to tell you the back door. I'm going to show you the back side of this and show you their motives. All right, their motives and everything. I want you to think about one more thing, and then we'll be done. All right. You know, when they go into a rock concert, okay, rock concert, everybody wants the autograph. Everybody wants to feel like they have been accepted by that person. But the truth of the matter is, does that person remember them from then on out? Not at all. Not at all. Frank Zappa. I've got a quote in here from Frank Zappa. Let me see if I can find it here. He said this. He said, "I am the devil's advocate. We have our own worshipers who are called groupies. All right. Girls will give their bodies to musicians as you would give a sacrifice to a god." Listen. They don't have pure motives whatsoever. And they just, you know, people, oh, they're talking to me. No, they're not talking to you. All right? They're talking to your flesh, but they're not talking to you as a person. If you ever, I've got like 12 pages of quotes here. All right? Some of it I can't even say. But it gives a window to the heart of these people that do this for a living and worship the devil with it, honestly. All right. So just be careful. Be careful. And we'll talk about this next week, Lord willing. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for this time. Lord, help us to be careful in our music. God, it's so easy for us to slip into, especially if we have a past of it, to slip into a thing of, oh, it's okay, and we defend it. But Lord, I pray that our music, the things that we sing, the things that, as much as we sing, but we listen to, would be Christ honoring, would be things that you would want us to listen to, and things that would minister to our spirit, help us grow closer to you. Thank you for the music here, and for Brother Tom, and Brother Nathan, Brother Bud, and many other people that sing the great specials that we have here that just minister to our spirit, Lord. And thank you for the way they sing and just the spirit with which they sing. And God, I pray that you just help us to always hear Blessed Hope Baptist Church, just to stand for what's right, to do what's right. And thank you for all that you do for us, Lord. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.